Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So one of our Thanksgiving traditions here at The Takeaway is to remind America that, like everything that happens in the U.S. economy, it is a projection of politics at some level. You may just feel like a lone voter, but every morsel on your Thanksgiving plate may have a lobbyist, folks. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, says a lobbyist busy wielding power in Washington.
This Thanksgiving, your relatives are dying to tell you what they think about politics. And lucky for you, there's a lot to talk about around the table. Obamacare, gay rights, Iran, Israel. Sounds like fun, right? Well, I, Todd Zwillick, and we here at The Takeaway offer you an alternative to the partisan sniping. We are here to help you school your relatives with some real Thanksgiving table talk about how real politics works. Let's get started with some true life scenarios. Uncle Bob says Obamacare is the worst thing since slavery. You can tell him you think it's pretty interesting that Congress can't agree on a $1 trillion farm bill. Meanwhile, did he know that the guys who bring the turkeys to the White House for pardoning every year are actually power players in Washington?
They are being presented today by the chairman of the National Turkey Federation.
Yep, the National Turkey Federation has already spent $125,000 funding 36 congressional candidates this year. And it's not even an election year. In fact, in the 2012 election, the Turkey Federation, chicken producers, Butterball, Tyson Foods, Hormel, and the National Chicken Council combined for over $600,000 in campaign contributions. So tell Uncle Bob that the chicken and turkey producers also happen to be fighting to prevent good business practice regulations from taking effect in the farm bill.
Well, I could use a drink.
Oh, so could I.
As long as Uncle Bob wants to talk health care, alcohol is a major driver of medical costs. Just ask any insurance company. Nothing wrong with all these beverages you brought over, Bob, but do keep in mind that the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America have already raised $920,000 this year for politics. In 2012, they raised over $2 million, and the National Beer Wholesalers, $1.4 million doled out to 271 congressional candidates. That's over half the Congress in a non-election year. Well, here's another scenario. Cousin Merle passes the butter, but not before making it clear that the Tea Party wants to destroy the economy just so they can blame the whole mess on Obama. Does Cousin Merle holding the butter know that the dairy farmers of America spent $430,000 in 2012 and $130,000 so far this year on favored candidates? Oh, and that stalled farm bill just happens to include a massive dairy pricing program with a big impact on milk producers. Of course, all your aunts, uncles, and cousins already know that agriculture producers of all kinds are major drivers in the push for immigration reform. Cheap turkey, cheap chicken, potatoes, and fruit all require cheap labor, and all on a seasonal basis, if you can get it.
They're not as good as they used to be, I hear.
Nothing's as good as it used to be.
Except money! Money!
Yes, we've said it before, the Thanksgiving table is plentiful and delicious and absolutely riddled with political influence. But just one final note. There's no need to use your new arsenal of statistics just for defense. If you feel like going on offense, how about this? That farm bill debate we've been talking about also contemplates between $4 and $40 billion in cuts to the federal food assistance program. The 50 million Americans who rely on food stamps at least part of the year would love to know you're debating that at the table. And they don't have a pack.
I love that, Todd. You know, I think we should print out a menu, a Thanksgiving menu every year with all the ingredients and the contributions on them. And it could be like a gift from The Takeaway. Don't you think?
Well, I have to tell you, such a menu does exist because for reasons I don't quite understand myself, ever since I kind of came up with this idea, I've been posting these different lobbying amounts on Twitter. So if you follow along later today while the White House turkey's being pardoned, you can find out for yourself. How's that for a menu?
Well, we want to thank the Center for Responsive Politics and its website, opensecrets.org, for providing all the campaign finance data you heard in this report, including the fact that the butter people are kind of cheap. Those numbers aren't very big.
No, except keep in mind these PACs that I mentioned are only just getting started. This is not an election year yet, and the reporting goes in 2-year cycles. So they have a long way to go between this year and when the primaries and the candidates start getting ramped up for next year to really slather the money on if they want to. And John, it's everybody. We talked about the food, of course, because that's Thanksgiving. But any other part of your Thanksgiving, the big box stores on Black Friday lording money over candidates, of course. And if you want to talk about driving to grandma's house, gasoline, airlines, I mean, that won't surprise you at all to know that they're major players.
Now, the conspiracy theorists will say that Black Friday was invented by companies that lobbied politicians to make it an official holiday. Of course, Black Friday is just something that capitalism invented all on its own, right?
It is, but there are theories about daylight savings, too, if you want to know how that affects the economy. We can do a segment on that.
You can do Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day.
Sure.
All these holidays, have a market-based incentive. I'm wondering if Pepto-Bismol or antacids have a lobby. Because sometimes people really need those after.
John, last year when we did a version of this segment, if you scroll back, I don't know if you care to, we covered the pharmaceutical companies that make consumer pharmaceuticals, the ones you buy at CVS without a prescription. You bet they're players to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. These are the big boys that make those products.
Todd, our listeners are journalists in their own right, citizen journalists, we call them. And I just want to play for you some evidence that maybe the spirits lobby and the cranberry lobby have united in some sort of coalition. Listen.
This is Jessica, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. My signature Thanksgiving dish is a homemade cranberry sauce, and it is made with so much alcohol that it should never be placed near candles or other open flames.
What do you think, Todd?
I appreciate that. I think that it's futile. Nobody can beat my own mother's cranberry sauce, which is a combination of the cranberry lobby, the orange peel lobby, and the sugar lobby, and it's absolutely delicious and unbeatable.
And is that your favorite dish? And are you going to be doing the Hanukkah Thanksgiving?
I haven't come up with the mashup there. It is absolutely my favorite dish. Look, I don't have a whole lot of mixture going on because I'm going to be in the car driving to relatives. But I did ask my sister, and she's got my niece and nephew at work right now doing a whole art display on Thanksgiving Hanukkah mashups. The drawings are actually coming in on my email as we speak, and we're going to make sure they're posted on the website because those kids are cute and their drawings are even cuter.
Well, have a happy Thanksgiving or Thanksgivica, Todd.
Thanks, John. You too.
Share your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway. And coming up, more on your Thanksgiving feast, and Hanukkah begins tonight. We celebrate the rare and magical mashup of the two holidays, Thanksgivica. This is The Takeaway.